then we will talk about them in that context. And there are also firsts that exist in the Quran and the Sunnah as categories for us to aspire to. So the first person to enter into paradise with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first person to be dressed on the Day of Judgment, the first people to be brought near to Allah on the Day of Judgment. All of these different types of firsts, as they exist within the ahadith as well as categories that we can aspire to also. So it's a long series, and we're not going to go chronologically, but instead diversify, inshallah ta'ala, the different ways in which we talk about these firsts. And bithinai ta'ala, I pray that it will be beneficial. And so we start off first and foremost, asking Allah for this to be a blessed series and for us to benefit from it. And as we hear the firsts that we cannot become, we ask Allah to allow us to follow in their footsteps. And as we hear of the firsts that we can become, we ask Allah to make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. And so tonight, we're going to do five categories of firsts as they exist within the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And yes, you have to take notes if you weren't intending to get the full benefit of the series. And so the first group that we have within these categories are as-sabiqun. As-sabiqun, as-sabiqun, the forerunners. And so let's start off with them and how Allah talks about them. These are people that are forerunners to good. They rush towards the good when they hear about it or when they see it. They don't wait for anybody else to lead them that way. They don't drag their feet. They don't look around. They immediately rush to do good. And there are different ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these people. In the Quran, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. These are the people that rush and compete for good. They are in constant competition with one another, and in constant competition with themselves, challenging themselves to get to higher levels. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Badiru bil a'mal as-salihah." Rush to do good deeds. And so this is generally the category that the scholars refer to as ulu al himma, people that have higher ambitions, that are driven, that do not wait for an environment to drive them, nor do they wait for anyone else to outdo them. But instead, they are self-motivated and driven because they know that this is pleasing to Allah, and so they rush to be amongst those who would be the first to please their Lord. And they're described in two ways. And the scholars talk about why the Quran mentions as-sabiqun, as-sabiqun, ulaika al-muqarrabun. The forerunners, verily, they are the ones who are closest to their Lord on the Day of Judgment. So why would Allah mention the sabiqun twice? And what's the difference between them and Ashabul Yameen, the people of the right hand? See, there are three different categories that Allah mentions in regards to people on the Day of Judgment. Allah mentions the people on the left, not all of you. The people on the left, as in on the Day of Judgment. The people on the right, inshallah, all of you. May Allah make it all of you and you as well. The people on the right. And Allah says that the majority fall within these two. The people on the right, the people on the left, and then Allah mentions this small group of people, of as-sabiqun, of forerunners. They are not to the right or to the left, but they are directly under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're directly under His throne. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned seven groups of people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would shade on His under His throne on the Day of Judgment. And you know, we're not going to go into detail, but the point is that there's this small group of people that outdo everybody else, and they are chosen amongst Ashabul Yameen. So they are necessarily part of the believing group of people, but at the same time, they have excelled even beyond the majority of the believers and those that would enter into paradise. And from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that every mu'min will eventually enter into Jannah. Every mu'min will eventually enter into Jannah. But these are the people that are the first to Allah's shade on the Day of Judgment, and these are the people that are the quickest to their maratib, to their stations in paradise. So Allah mentions them twice. As-sabiqun, as-sabiqun. Two, the forerunners, the forerunners.